Israel attack illustrates why West must send Ukraine more weapons, says Kyiv. By Oliver J.J. Lane on April 15, 2024. Israel shooting down 99% of the missiles and drones sent by Iran over the weekend shows what is possible when a nation has the full support of its allies. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky said as Kyiv pleads for Israel-like air defense from its Western supporters. Iran launched a massive barrage of over 300 missiles and drones against Israel on Sunday, very nearly all of which were shot down by Israel's indigenous air defense systems, along with support from allies including the United States, the United Kingdom, and the Kingdom of Jordan. Ukraine has been quick to point out the similarities in its own position, noting even the Iranian-designed Shahed drones launched at Israel are the same type Russia launches at its cities daily, and call for additional support. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, who has been fully engaged in whistle-stop tours around Western capitals drumming up military support since the war began, was speaking alongside his Norwegian counterpart on Monday morning and compared missile attacks on Ukraine to this new strike on Israel. Even if the Western allies don't want to open fire on Russian missiles themselves, as the US and UK had on Sunday in support of Israel, Kuleba said Ukraine would gladly do the job for them, if only more missile systems would be handed over. He said, "The joint efforts of Israel and its allies, which, by the way, are also our allies, were very successful. We see that when allies act together and remain really coordinated, not a single missile hits the target in Israel. Not one missile. And all we ask of our partners is, even if you cannot act the way you act in Israel, give us what is needed, and we will do the rest ourselves." In contrast to Israel's near-totally successful defense against the large wave of attacks on Sunday, Russian missiles and drones in far smaller numbers frequently land hits in Ukraine. Last week, one of the nation's largest power stations was totally destroyed, leading to the possibility of blackouts, pushing the point Ukraine still deserves greater support even as attention is grabbed by events in the Middle East. Ukrainian state media asserted Russia's frequent assaults on Ukraine using Iranian technology was a learning exercise, teaching Tehran how to assault Israel. It was said, during the Russian attacks against Ukraine, the Iranians are training how to attack Israel. Russia and Iran cooperate closely, in particular, they use similar samples of Shahed drones. Israel's experience shows that due to a sufficient number of modern weapons, in particular fighter aircraft, it is possible to effectively repel massive attacks. This is an additional argument why it is necessary to provide Ukraine with additional air defense systems and F-16 aircraft. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also spoke out on the attack, saying Ukraine sympathized particularly because it had experienced the same sort of assaults. "The attacks," he said, "should be a wake-up call to the free world and that the U.S. Congress should stop discussing aid packages and simply approve the money." He said, "The sound of Shahed drones, a tool of terror, is the same in the skies over the Middle East and Europe. This sound must serve as a wake-up call to the free world, demonstrating that only our unity and resoluteness can save lives and prevent the spread of terror worldwide. The world cannot wait for discussions to go on. Words do not stop drones and do not intercept missiles. Only tangible assistance does. The assistance we are anticipating. We must strengthen security and resolutely counter all those who want to make terror a new normal. It is critical that the United States Congress make the necessary decisions to strengthen America's allies at this critical time." Like Kuleba, Zelensky specifically linked Israel's defense to particular equipment requests Ukraine had made of its supporters. He said in a separate statement, "Modern aviation proves its effectiveness. Modern air defense systems are capable of protecting lives. This was demonstrated in the Middle East. When Ukraine says that its allies should not turn a blind eye to Russian missiles and drones, it means action is needed, a bold one."